jam yafil Rav Yashia. I can even go according to Rav Yashia Shita, that holds what, that a Shemeris Yavam does drink the Me'amarim. I, Shmuel, says the Yavam is not Koina L'chod Avriha. So Pshat is, Midi Yitzchak Kral Rabuyay. I tell you, according to Rav Yashia, he has the Pasuk Ish Ish, the Rabbis. You need a special Pasuk to teach me that a Shemeris Yavam drinks the Me'amarim. If so, Mashma, without this special Pasuk, I would have said she does not drink. Why? Mechlal de la vishtahi, klal, Mashmut's not his wife. That is a riot to Shmuel. The doubt that a Yavam is koina, even by kofa, that's only for the inyan, for the inyanim that it says in the parasha. But for the halach is like by saita, you're talking not koina, it's not your wife. So therefore, without the extra pasuk of ishish, I would have said she does not drink. Kamashmut on the pasuk ishish, that she drinks. Must like this now. Iboyle, you have a question like this. Oivera saldas. If you have a wife that doesn't do das Yehudis, Rashi says, Shein etzenua, she doesn't act betznius. Yoitzav roishapru, she goes outside and the hero is uncovered. Vetavid bashuk, she weaves in the street. Umadabarasim kolodim, she talks with all the men in the street. The Yamaviksus regamade, the Yoitzav shleviksuva. Such a wife, that's called, she's not doing das Yehudis, she's not acting like a sneus like a wife. You have a right to give her a gift, and you do not have to give her a ksuba. So the shayla is like this. Oivera sadas, tzricha asro lihasi de ksubasa, oyeno tzricha. So does the husband have to warn her first, stay away and stop doing these things, and then if she doesn't listen, then she loses the ksuba? Or maybe no, maybe the husband does not have to warn her. He has a right away just to give her a gift and not pay the ksuba. So Rashi says, tzricha asro, because shema tachzor. Because if you're going to warn her, maybe she'll stop. The yom tachzor, she'll stop. Lahistik subosha, she won't lose it. But maybe no, ain't it tzricha asro. The blav asro misada. Even though you don't warn her, still she'll lose the ksuba. That's the shayla. So Mora says, ni yarmina do we say, kivun di averis al das, he loy boy asro. Since the mice, your wife is not acting with sneers, she's outside on the streets talking to all the men, you do not have to warn her, but she loses the ksuba automatically. Or Duma, maybe no. Tiboy Yasra, maybe you do have to warn her first. Tihodrabo, Tihodrabo. Because it's possible to say if you would warn her, maybe she would stop doing it. So therefore, you have to warn her first. And it's only if she does not listen to your warning, then she loses the ksuba. That's the shayla. So more says, Toshima Kamini, I'll bring you proof from Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah says, Arusa Vishamaris Yavam, if you have an Arusa, then you have a Shamaris Yavam. The lachar is loy shaisais for loy nightless ksuba. They do not drink the me'amarim because they're not called tachas ishech. It's not like a real wife. But are called ponim, they become usher, then they don't get a ksuba. So the diik is mishte hu de loy shasiyah. Mashma, they do not drink. That's the diik. They do not drink the me'amarim. But ha kenuya makni lo. But mashma, there is a purpose for the husband to warn his wife, to warn the shemeris yavam. Or else to warn the Arusa, even though you don't have Nisuyin yet, you only have Erisin, but our Mishnah's Mashma, you should warn her. And if you warn her, then the Mishnah says she does not get her Ksuba. The Mishnah only says that she does not drink, but Mashma, the Kinoi helped, and therefore she loses her Ksuba. Zumar says, Lamai, for what purpose is there an Inyan to warn your wife when she's an Arusa? Lav liyasid uksubasa. Isn't it to make her lose her Ksuba? So you see here that to lose the ksuba without hasra, without warning her, she does not lose it. Because if she became a soita, like Rashi speaks out, that's called she also did not listen to das Yehudis. She's not a tznua. If she was found to be a soita, that means you warned her, stay away from that man, and she did not listen, she went with that man, so she's not a tznua. So if so, if you tell me now when your wife is not a tznua, she loses the ksuba without you warning her. So why does our Mishnah Mashma that the only thing wrong is she doesn't drink, that there is an Indian for you to warn her? So it has to be that since you warn her, that's why she loses the ksuba. But if you would not warn her, it could be that she would not lose the ksuba. Some Rabbi Abai says like this, Loi, I tell you, no, that's not Shana Mishnah. It could be if the husband gives her a get now, she would not get the ksuba even if he would not warn her. So for what purpose does the Mishnah say there is a pasha of kin of Estira? Amarabaya loy liyoysra olav. The nafkamina is, does she become also to her husband? So if the husband first warned her, gave her kinui,
where they only had Eris and they had Kedushin, and then the husband warned his wife, and then they were found to be alone together, Halacha Rishi becomes a Saita, that she's also to her husband now. Just Halacha Rishi does not have to, she does not drink the Me'amorim, he cannot check her out. And about a Ksuba, even without the warning of the husband, she would maybe lose a Ksuba. The warning of the Mishnah only means Loisrala. So we don't have any shayla, any pshita to our shayla. So what's it like this? Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Lahashkoisa kishinesuya. No, it says the big nafkamina now, Mishnah. That there's a purpose for the husband, the Oris, to warn his wife now in order to make her drink later when she becomes a nesuya. Like true. Right now, Kozuman, you only have Erisin. She doesn't have to drink the Me'amorim. But if you make Nisuyim with her, then you could make her drink the Me'amorim. Kidatani, we learn like this. Ein mekanin liyarusa lashkoisa kashiyarusa. True, there's no purpose for you to warn your wife when she only has Erisin if you want to make her drink the water now when she's an Arusa. But that's the law of our Mishnah, that an Arusa does not drink the Me'amorim. Avol, but you should know a husband could do, is mekanin liyarusa. He could warn his wife now, even though they only had Erisin, if he sees it with another man, he could warn her, stay away from him. In order, lahashkaisa kashinasuya. In order that later when the husband makes nesuyin, then he could make his wife drink the me'amarim. So that's the purpose our Mishnah says to make kinu v'stira. Could be not to make a rasa rabayla, not to make her drink the me'amarim, not to make a kri ksuba, but only in order that later after nesuyin, they'll be able to drink. So therefore we have no pshitas, we have no proof for our Mishnah. So where says Vaita? Omar Rav Rav says to Hashem, come and bring another proof. Again, our Shiloh is, on the Averus Adas Yudis, to lose the Ksuba, does the husband have to warn her, or maybe even without him warning her? So Hashem, come in here. Says Alocha, Almona l'Kohen Gadol. We have Kohen Gadol married an Almona. Who else Gerusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyet. A regular Kohen married a Gerusha v'chalutza. Who else Mamzerus and the Sinu Yisrael, Israel Chai v'Lavin. And now they became a Saitam. The Lacha is Loi Shaisais, the Loi Nightless Ksuba, that they do not drink the Me'amorim, and also they do not get a Ksuba if Tazmi gives them a get. So the Ik is Mishdu the Loi Shasiya. Only they do not have to drink the Me'amorim. But on Kanuya Maknilu, Mashma, there is a purpose though for this Kohen Gadol to warn his Amana. The question is, Ulamai, for what purpose? What purpose is it that he should warn his wife? Eli Yisra'an Allah, if to say now she become also to him, Fred Gemara Asirim Mekayamin, she's also anyway. If the Kohen Gadol married an Amana, it's a Chai V'Lavin. The Kohen Gadol can't live with her anyway. So what do you have to tell me now the Kohen Gadol should warn his wife, King of Estira, in order that she should become a Saita? She'll be also to him, she's also anyway. So for what purpose is there for the Kohen to warn his wife? It has to be for the purpose that if the Kohen Gadol wants to give her a get now, he would not have to give her a ksuba. Why? Only because he warns her. So mashma in a case where she's over al das yudis, you have to warn her first. So Mora says no. Omer Rav Yehuda midiskutor, Rav Yehuda from this city, diskutor says, li'oisra l'boyim. You know what an afkimina is? That now she become also to that man that you are afraid that she lived with. In other words, the Kohen Gadol married his wife in Amona. So true, the Kohen Gadol is also to her anyway. But now that the Kohen Gadol is she's playing around with a man, so he warns her, and then we came out there with three where they were together. So Lachar is, now that the wife becomes a Saita, she also becomes also to that man that they were chayshit for. In other words, even if the Kohen Gadol will give her a get, she's not allowed to go marry that boyel. So that's the nafkamina. The reason why the Kohen Gadol should still warn, make a kino, and then if there's a stira, for a purpose, that now the wife would become usher on that boil. That's the nafkamina. But it could be for the lach of Gersuba, it would not make a nafkamina. To Tanav, like we learned, we have a Gemara later that says, Kishem Shasur Labal, the same way if your wife becomes a Saita, she becomes usher to her husband, the lach is Kach Asur Laboil. She also becomes also to that man that we're afraid she lived with. That even if her husband will give her a get, she is not allowed to marry that man. So it could be that's why by Kohen Gadol is an Indian to again make king of Asira. But it could be for the Ksuba part, she would lose the Ksuba even without Hasra. So we have no proof. Verses Vayit Omer Rabbi Chanina Misura. Toshima coming here. says like this. We had before, V'elu shebezin mekanalhen. These are the wives that bezin themselves would make kinu for the husband. Mishin is charish, bailef, the husband became a charish, deaf and dumb. Or nishtator became a shaita. Or shoyachovish, b'ayis asurim. Whereas if the husband is locked up in jail, so he doesn't see what his wife is doing. So therefore, bezin now, if they see his wife going with another man, they'll warn her. Now, v'loy lashkoi somru, this was not said to make her drink the me'amorim. Because to drink the me'amorim, you need the husband there. But el lepaislam iksubasa. But the reason why Bezdin gives the king of Astira is only to make it that you lose the ksuba. So Shema Mina, there's a clear proof that that of an Isha, that's a veras hadas Yehudis, that she loses the ksuba, it's only after the husband first warned her. But if the husband does not warn her first, and the husband decides right away to give her a get, Allah Rish, she will not lose the ksuba. So here's a good proof. How do muscles like this? What, Shema Mina, boy Yasru, or Shema Mina? Here is a good proof that you have to have Asru. The Kulu, my time, Elo Yomri Meho, Marias Nahakam, all the other man, the Yomri before, did not bring a proof from this halacha. They say like this, Dilma maybe Shani Yosom, the Lesla Yaim Sodabal, Klal. Maybe here it's different. In other words, when the husband is a Shaita, or the husband is a Cherish, the husband's locked up in jail, so the wife has no fear from the husband, because he's not around. So maybe there's not such a time that she's not acting with sneers. So therefore, to lose a ksuba, it's only if Bezdin warns her first. But maybe in a case where she has a husband, and she's supposed to be afraid of him, he's around her, and still she's not afraid of the husband, and rather she goes and does, she's over, Adasi Yudis, maybe that's such a terrible thing, that then she'll lose a ksuba, even without Hasrua. So that's why the other man, the young before, did not want to bring a proof from here. There's an ask Amina if she doesn't have a husband around, or whether the husband is around. All right, turn over. They must write this. Eboilu, you have a question like this. Oivera sadat, if she did not sneer thicker things, verotza balakaima, and the husband still wants to keep her, stay married to her, is mekayama or yaina mekayama? Is he allowed to stay married to her or not? Is this halacha that she's a vera sadat yudis? Does the husband have to give her a get? Well, no, it's only up to the husband. If he wants to, yes, if not, not. Mi yarmina do we say bikspeda the baal tali rachmana? It's only if the husband wants her or not. Well, like Kuppet, here's the Torah, he doesn't care about it. Oy Dilma maybe, Kivun the Kuppet. Rashi that means Kleimar. Kivun the Urchud the Baal of Mikvud. Most husbands care if their wives don't act with sneers. Is our Korchus the Hainam, he have Mikfed Lagamei. It's also considered like automatically she's also to her husband. So what's the Toshma coming here? It says again in our Mishnah, V'yelu Shebezna Mekanalem. These are the wives that Bezna make a kinu for them, for the husband. Mishin is charish, bailef, the husband became deaf and dumb, or nishtator became a shoyto, or shoyachov shvayis asurim, he's locked up in jail. The Bezdin has to warn them. Now, v'yarmut, if you want to tell me, rotza ba'al l'kaima mekaima, if the husband wants to keep her, the husband has a right to keep her, if so, avdi Bezdin midi de dumul anichalei, how could Bezdin himself go ahead and warn the wife, and by this, they're going to make that the wife may become also to the husband, and then maybe the husband doesn't want that. So that you're telling me now, if the husband sees his wife flirting with other men, if it doesn't bother him, you want to tell him he doesn't have to warn his wife, he doesn't have to make his wife into a saita, he's rather leave her the way it is. If that's true, so then how come when the husband is not around, so we say Bezdin could warn her? Maybe the husband would not want her to be warned. So how could Bezdin do something the husband himself would not want? So more so that's not a kasha. More says, called Stoma de Milsa. Kivun the Avera Sadati Menach Michalei. That most times you go to a Roy, the normal husband would not like the fact his wife is flirting with other men. So therefore, if the husband would have known that his wife is hanging around with other men, he must probably also would have wanted to warn her to make her into a Saita. So therefore, Bezdin has the right to do it. He boiled you up another question. Baal Shomochala Kinui, Kinui Mochala Eine Mochal. First the husband saw his wife flirting with another man, so he warned her, stay away. And then later, a day or two later, he has charat, he feels bad that he warned her. Because he knows, now that he warned her, if she's going to be caught with him alone in the room, she's going to be also to him. So he has charat now. He wants to be mostly, he wants to take away that kinui. If the husband could take away the kinui, the warning, so then later, if she's found alone with a man, she doesn't become also. Stam, if an isha has yichud with a man, she doesn't become also to her husband. Only if it was first kinui. There the shaila is, if the husband truly first warned her in front of two Edom, and that lady feels bad that he did it, could he take away the kinyan or not? Miyar minadu, we say the kinyan of the Baal Tali Rachmana. O Baal Omachul Leila Kinyan. If the pshat from kinyan is the husband has to be makbid, has to care about it. And now that the husband says he doesn't care about it, maybe he could take away his kinyan. Oh yeah. I do maybe know, Kivon the Karnel Le Mikoro, since first he warned her, Le Mosi Mokhulai, that's halacha. You gave a kinui, that's it. And she didn't listen to you, and she still was found with that man, she automatically becomes dosa to you. That's the question. Rosh Toshma, come in here. It says, again, V'yelu she'bezdin mekanen lo. These are the wives that Bezdin can make kinu for them. Mishin is charish, baylo, nisha toa, shoye chobz beis asurim. Now, the yavid, if you could tell me now, Baal Shemachal HaKinui, can he mochal if the husband has corrupt the feels bad that he made this kinui, he warned her, he could take it away. If so, Avdin immediately Yossi Baal Mochilai, do we do something now that maybe when the husband comes out of jail, he himself will take it away? Like the Hura says, like the Rashi says, Vifiz Lusa de Medina. It's not nice for Bezdin to do something that could be abolished later, that the husband could take it away. It's not nice for Bezdin to do it. If so, if the husband could take it away later, Luchura Bezdin should not be able to do it now. Tomorrow says again, no, that's not a kasha. I tell you, Stoma de Milsa, most probably, Odo Maskim Adas Bezdin, that Al Piroi, if the husband would not abolish it, take it away later. Because the husband will zich agree what Bezdin did, so therefore Bezdin has the right now to make kinui. But maybe if the husband does have Charot to feel bad, maybe he could take it away. So Tar Shema, come and bring another proof. It says, Umoisum Loi Shnei Tamil Chomin. After a husband makes his wife into a Saita, he has to take her up to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So when he travels from his city to Yerushalayim, it says the Bezdin in his city sends along with them two Tamil Chachamim. Why? Maybe the husband will live with his wife on the way up, and then the water won't check her out anymore. Like she's a Saita now, it's Asa. Now, V'yarmut, if you want to tell me, Baal Shem Mochel HaKinui, Kinui Mochel, if the husband has the right to be Mochel HaKinui, take it away. He could take it away. Says so. If the husband's going to want to live with her, he could do it to Heter. He could do it as if to say, "I'm taking away the first kinu I made, so that you're not also to me." Then he has a right to live with her. Tzmur says, "My shlo tamir chom. Why do we set tamir chom before? The gemiri they learn halachas. The boy lemibol amri leyachul lekunechol lebaobala enichnami. It could be that it's true." But the reason why when you talk to Tamil Chomer there, that they should tell the husband the halacha, that in the case they're going to see that the husband wants to live with his wife, and that's an issa now, they'll give him this issa to do it to heter. You know how, husband, you can live with your wife now, the heter? Go be Meichel HaKinui. Like, take away that first kinu warning, so I don't want it to be a warning. If there was no warning there, then just the fact your wife had yichah with another man, she does not become usa to you. So maybe that's all the Tamil Chomer do. In the climate, it's true. Maybe the husband could be Michael. The Tamil Chacham just tell the husband to be Michael. Toshma coming here. The Yomer of Yashia. Shleisha Devarim Sachli Ziri Miyanshi Yushlayim. Three things Ziri told me. Baal Shemachal HaKinov Kinuya Machal. Is that true? If the husband is Michael, takes away the Kinuya that he made, he has the right to abolish it. V'zokin Mamre Shirotze Bezen Limchal Loi Michal Loi. Even though a person, a Zok and Mamre, argued against the Bezdin HaGadol, if they have a right to be Meichel and say, we don't want him to become a Zok and Mamre, we don't want to have him killed. That a father could be Meichel, his son, even though he's a Ben, so he should be a Ben Tzoyer Meirer. But if a Shabbos Yetzir Chaveri B'Shebedorim, Ashnaim Hoidli, and two of them, they agreed to me, but the Zok and Mamre, they didn't agree to that. Shloyav HaMachlekes B'Yisrael, that's my Kedai. Shnaar HaV Machlekes in the Klai Yisrael. Hakopon Shemamit of Mir is a clear proof that Baal Shemachal Aknuya Kinu Machal Shemamino. Here is a clear proof that a husband has a right to be Machal Al Kinu. You can take it away. And Pliga Baravach Ravina Chadama Kedim Stira Machal Liachas Stira Einat Machal. The Mechil only helped before they found Stira. Not after Stira. The Chadama Liachas Stira Nami Machal. When the Stalba Kaman Yom Einat Machal. Be Mayim Mirik Minikom Ahad Rabban Rab Yosi. Tab Yosi Yom Abual Al Nemlon. Yeah, alright. We'll stop here. Oh, we just left him. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chofei Yomer Aleph on the bottom. So we came out yesterday that the locher is the Baal could be Moichel HaKinui. That means even though the husband was Mekani's wife, later though he could be Moichel, he could say he doesn't want that Kinu to take place. So since the Kinu does not take place,
she does not become also. Tzemura says now, Pligi bo Ravacha Ravina. It's a machlokes Ravacha and Ravina. Chadama once says that koydem stira mochel. That when could the husband be moichel is kinui? That's only before the stira took place, before they found her alone with the man. But liyacha stira ain't a moichel. But once they had stira ready, so now she becomes also to a husband. She becomes a saitem misofik. So then the husband cannot be moichel. The husband cannot take off the yisra once it's chal. But the chadama once said no. That liyacha stira nami moichel. That even after there was stira, in other words, what happened was, first the husband warned his wife. He gave a kinui, and then there was stira. They found the wife was found alone with that man, so she becomes usa to the husband. Still, if the husband wants, this man the yom holds, the husband could be moichel a kinui. He could like abolish his kinui, and therefore the locher is, she becomes mutter to him. So it's a machlekes, if he could be moichel even after stira not. So Gemara says, "Umestabra command the yama eno meichel." The svar is like the one that says, "After stira, the husband cannot be meichel anymore." Mi mai, what's the proof? Mi deko mahadvei rabbon the Rabbi Yosi. The way the rabbonin answered back Rabbi Yosi, what we had before in Dav Zayin, Titania, we learned like this over there. Rabbi Yosi yomer bailo nemen oleho. There was a shiloh after the husband gave kinu and stira, found out stira with his wife, so he took her to the Bezdin in that city, and the Bezdin passed Genoisa, she's a Saita, so the locker is now, the husband has to take her up to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. He has to walk with his wife and take his wife to Yerushalayim. So the question is, when they're going up to Yerushalayim, they're also to live together. So the question is, do we have to send along two Talmidei Chachamim, like to watch the husband, or no? So it says over there, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, that Bailo Nemon Oleho. The husband is Nemon, we don't have to send along two Talmidei Chachamim. The husband is Nemon that he won't live with his wife. Mikal V'choymer. He has a Kal V'choymer. Uma Nida Shibikoros. Maduch Dalokher is by a Nida. That if the husband lives with his wife when she's a Nida, he's Chayiv Koros. Still Dalokher is Bailo Nemon Oleho. The husband is Nemon. That means he's allowed to have yichud. He's allowed to be alone with his wife. We're not afraid he'll do this nus. If sel soita, she belav. That the husband is also with his wife when she's a soita. It's only chai belavin, loy kol shechein. Isn't it for sure that we'll trust the husband that he will not live with her? So that's Rabbi Yosi Shita. On this omruloy, the chomim said back to Rabbi Yosi, no, that loy imor ma'ata benida, it's not true. I'll tell you only by Nida we believe the husband, we trust the husband, Shekhen Yesh Leheter, because there's a heter. That means eventually she'll become Ais Nida, she'll become Tohor, and then the husband's allowed to live with her, so the husband can hold himself back for a few days. Tayama Besoita, Mashenken over here, where the wife becomes a Soita, Shein Leheter, that there's no heter right now. He has to wait till he brings it to the Koy until she drinks the Mayamarim. So since there's no clear heter, so here we're afraid maybe the husband can't wait, and he will live with his wife. That's what the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosi. Now the question is, v'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, that liyachas tirum ochulom, that even after the wife became a Saita, when the husband warned her, and then there was tira, so she becomes also, still the husband has the right to be mochul, to abolish his kinui, and then she'll become mutter. If so, mishkakas lo adiyesh leheter. It's possible to find a heter, even by soita. Di boi mochul ele kinuyei. Uboyel, that if the husband wants, he could be mochul, take away the kinu, the warning that he warned his wife, and then she'll be mutter to him, and he's allowed to live with her. So since the chum say no, that there's no heter over here on mashma until she drinks the meyamorim, el shma mina, that liyachas tira ein amochol shma mina. There is the proof that once the wife became a soita, once the wife had kinui, and then she was found distira, she was found alone with that man, that she becomes also, then the husband cannot abolish the kinui anymore. Then the husband cannot be moichol al kinui. Then the Mishnah says, vaitu that meisu balayen achloshosu. Let's say when she became a Saita, now before she drank the Me'amorim, the husband died. So it's a machlekes now, does she have a right to collect her ksuba or not? Could she collect her ksuba from the Yorshim or not? So Beis Shammai said yes, she could collect, and Beis Hillel says no. So Gemara says, but my commissary, what's the machlokes? Beis Shammai savi, Beis Shammai holds shtar hoy med ligvois kagobu domi. A shtar that's oimed, that means it's supposed to be collected, we consider as if you collected it already. So here the Isha, she has a ksuba. So when she holds on to the ksuba, we look as if she collected it already. So now when the husband dies, so that's halacha, she has a right to collect the ksuba. What do you want to say though? No, here she can't collect the ksuba because she's a suffix. Maybe she did this nus. Maybe she was also labailom, and then she loses the ksuba. But it's only a doubt, because really she was supposed to drink the mea morim, and then we'll see the truth. But now that the husband died, she can't drink. So it's a suffix whether she has a right to hold on to her ksuba or not. So according to Beis Shammai, that says, we consider like she's holding on to her ksuba. So the question is like, do we let her keep on holding on to it, or do we take it away from her? So therefore, min ha-safek, we leave it by her. So that's Beis Shammai's swear to say that she has a right to collect the ksuba. But I say, you know, Beis Hillel says,